I'll turn on the light. You sure it's okay?
See, I guess everything I've done so far doesn't qualify as a ramble, because I've been walking purposefully, or recording sound purposefully, as I walk from the stable where Ashley is, or the place where Ashley has been brushed down and saddled. The numna, well, before being saddled, the numna put on. I love that word. I think it's a good, great word to use in a poem. And I've discussed body brush, a dandy brush. Sweat brush. No, sweat scraper, nose band, and thought about Maltesers. I'm standing in the indoor arena. Well, you can tell that there's wind blowing. There was water. It came from the clouds overnight. Also, it's raining a bit. At this moment, my 11-year-old daughter, who used to be known as Omani Dot on Audioboo, don't know what she's known as now, probably by her real name, Grace. She's walking around the, would you call it the perimeter? It's really the track that ponies and horses, I already said, cycle around, walking in a clockwise direction around a rectangular arena. And I'm standing in the middle of four jumps, which I can't imagine that any horse would jump these in the position they're in. There's a green chair in the middle, but it's wet and it's got sand, I suppose. This place is probably loaded with sand every now and again. I imagine there's some very good drainage underneath it. There's a bright orangish, kind of not full orange, but a bright light shining in here. A red carrier van, I think fit for, I'd say, four horses, single-decker. I was told recently, some of these vehicles, vans, I call them, you can sleep in them. No, Paul, you silly thing. You're not allowed to pause in the middle of a ramble. In other words, you're not allowed to turn off the audio recording in order to wait until you've had a chance to have yet another experience and record that. Which I call experience. That's the word I've just used. I call that for a thought experience. You see, thoughts are experiences, aren't they? Just as sounds are experiences, touches experiences. We talk about there being five senses. I think there are seven senses. They're the traditional ones, your olfactory sense, your smell, your auditory sense, your hearing, your visual sense, your eyes, your tongue sense, your tasting sense, and your touch, right? Okay, they're the touch is kinesthetic, isn't it? Anyway, that's that one. And then you have got your thought sense, your And then the one that, well, I never thought of a thought sense before, but a sense I've always been almost campaigning in my own mind for the inclusion of the seventh sense. I think I'll call it the seventh sense in future, because it kind of wraps everything else up. The imaginative sense, the imagination sense. Yeah, like the seven ages of man, according to Shakespeare. No, the seven senses of humans. You can't say man. I don't like saying man anymore. I like saying man and woman, or men and women. And I like saying ladies and gentlemen. I don't like saying men and ladies. Yeah, it's men and women, girls and boys. Like, it's not girls and men. Yeah, I suppose I'm just a precision freak, but I'm also a kind of, okay, I'll say it, anti-sexist language. Yeah. I hate those bloody cliches. Gotta be better words for sexism than, like, misogyny is a much better word than sexist. Yeah, I think so. Rambling rose, how I wander, no one knows, sweeter than honey. Now I forget, I don't know the words I'll show. Okay. Amen. 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 The end. Have a wonderful Monday. Or any day of the week that you listen to this, or even if you don't listen to it. You know, we are all one, as somebody said. Vincent, doesn't matter who he is, it would take too long, be another ramble to explain. Vincent, he's over on Anchor. Okay, toodle pip, bye for now. Rambly boo, over and out.